we're in a position now, we've actually got to make Brisbane relevant again. I think, you know, for a long period of now, we've become irrelevant in the competition, and that's something that we've got to stand for.
David Noble, who's already saying he's on board with the Brisbane Lions and their fight to be relevant once again. Greg Swan is the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. David was on the run home with the boys last night, and Greg's with us here on Breakfast. G'day, Greg. How are you going?
Frank, how are you?
I'm well. The great appointment to get David up there.
Oh, look, it certainly is. I mean, he's really experienced. He's done just about every job in footy. You know, he's been a list manager, a coach, obviously the footy manager part. He's been in a good system at Adelaide. So, yeah, we were wrapped to get him.
Swanee, you need a coach. It is...
Have you applied, Ox?
Oh, now...
Have you applied?
We're working on his CV as we speak.
Not a chance. Hey, if you believe the media, if you believe us, it'd say you're down to two between John Barker and Chris Fagan. Is that true, or is there more in the frame than just those two?
There's John Barker in the background there.
It's an interview.
I'm just finishing up my walk. But someone's barking at my dogs. Look, we haven't spoken about who's in, but we still won't do that. I mean, it's not really fair on the people involved, but we've got some interviews next week, and we're hopeful of getting something done now that David's on board. Like, I think the key relationship is between the footy manager and the coach, so until we really got David on board, we couldn't press the complete go button, and now that that's happened, we'll have some more interviews next week.
Does he take part in those, Greg?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, he does. I mean, he's just been through... the appointment of Phil Walsh, Don Pike. Yeah. So he's actually, you know, probably the most experienced coach searcher in the comp. So, we'd be mad not to use him. But as I said, the relationship between those two guys is really important. And so that's one that we've waited before we keep pushing. But, yeah, no, there's been a lot of speculation. And as always, Ox, it's not always right.
Hey, Swanee, you can clarify this for us then too. How pivotal have you been in the decision-making of who gets appointed there? Because from how it's been reported and what we've been reading, it's sort of like the AFL have decided who should be up there running these different, or being in these different positions at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, no, that's not right either, Tim. It's actually, it has been interesting, all that stuff. I mean, we certainly spoke to the AFL and we spoke to a whole lot of people about when we're putting our list together because, you know, they've obviously got experience around the whole competition. You know, when we originally had a list of about 30 prospective coaches that we're going to talk to, and we sort of whittled those down, and they had some input in it, but it's definitely us. Our panel, so David's on it, Simon Black, Peter Schwab, myself, and Matty Clements, who's was involved in the appointment of Alan Richardson at the Saints. So that panel will conduct some interviews next week, and from there they'll make a recommendation to the board. So it's certainly our decision. There's no AFL person on that panel, and we'll go from there.
Can I ask you about a couple of players? Tom Rockliffe and Pierce Stanley have been mentioned in dispatches as possible trade targets, and that the club might be willing to do a deal. What's the position of the footy club on that?
Yeah, no, that's another strange one, Frank. I mean, it's madness, trade period. It seems to go longer and longer and longer now. I mean, we're not even close to starting it, and it's all this speculation. We certainly haven't put any players up for trade. We're not in a position to do it until we've got our footy manager and coach appointed. So that'll obviously happen, as we know. And so it's plenty of speculation, but I think there'll be plenty more speculation about all sorts of players as we get closer. It seems to have turned into a bit of a silly season.
Is Pierce Hanley happy at the club, though? That was one of the things, that he's had an unsettled year and that maybe it was best for him to move on.
Yeah, look, he didn't have his greatest year, but he did finish fourth in our best and fairest. So he wasn't completely hopeless, but he probably wasn't up to the standards that he had been. But he certainly hasn't said to us that he wants out, and he had his exit interview and he's on holiday at the moment. But yeah, we haven't had any of those conversations. So as far as we're concerned, he's got another 3 years, I think, contract wise. So we just keep march on and see what happens from there.
Swanee, you applied for a priority pick. When you do that, how do you do it? Do you have to put your case forward? Do you have to paint a grim picture? Do you have to say, oh, gee, we're being really crap, you know, we're desperate for one here? Or how do you go about it?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. We sort of attacked it four prongs. So we had it, yeah, we just sort of said that the season we had, you know, we had, I think we only won 18 quarters out of a possible 88. You know, we just put all the stats down about, you know, we had 11 50-plus defeats. So that, you know, from a performance point of view, that was an issue. We talked about how many first-round picks we've got in our list. We've only got four. I think the next closest, I think the Swans have got eight. But, you know, we just don't have the level of talent on our list that we need. And we just talked about, you know, the history of the priority pick. If, you know, if the old system was in place, we've had 2 years with a four-win and a three-win that we would have got a pick. So we just put that forward. I don't know whether we'll get one. We put one forward last year and we didn't get one, but...
Will you trade that pick if you get it? And do you know where it'll be if it does come?
No, I've got no idea where it'll be. As I said, I'm not even sure we get it yet. I think the commission meets on Monday. So we will know. Hopefully, we'll know on the back of that meeting. But no, we've got no idea where it'll be. I mean, like, you know, we'd love to pick... we've picked two. It'd be nice if we got pick three or something like that. But
we'll see. We've got to let you go.
Whether that's going to happen.
We'll let you go.
We'll see. Get back to the dogs, Swanny. Yeah.
Make sure you make sure you pick up after them too.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Swan, Brisbane's Lions CEO.